I didn't think you were coming today. It's past your usual hours. I was getting lonely waiting for you. You're lucky I didn't end up leaving the shrine in search of offerings myself. And Nari will be grateful for your blessings. You're the only person who visits this crumbling shrine with consistency. Most folks have forgotten about this place or about the goddess entirely. Harvest, fertility, sake. They're all things she is in control of. Things that you and I take for granted. We still have her favor because of people like you. The kind that have kindness in their eyes. You might not believe in her, but you respect her. That's all a kitsune could ask since she is my patron. Being the goddess of foxes as well. I don't know. Somewhere along the way, your visits are what I look forward to the most. I'm the last kitsune tasked with this abandoned shrine. Carved into the mountains by humans, the kitsune took care of this place for hundreds of years. Now I'm the only one left. You offer reprieve to the crushing solitude I feel almost daily. We're social creatures. Did you know that? We are. Kitsune hunt alone, but we live together. If this was, I don't know, 50 years ago, the shrine would be bustling with all kinds of kitsune. The goddess Inari Shrine offered a place of refuge for my kind. A safe place away from prying eyes and curious minds. But they've all left. This is a remote area of a small village. The others grew tired of the same faces. It was the same people to play with day in and day out. In the beginning, the townsfolk welcomed us. They enjoyed our pranks, and we took care of their shrine. But as we continued to live here, the people in town started to get tired of us. Our pranks were no longer seen as cute or funny. It appeared that they were growing tired of us. And then the other kitsune, they started to get restless. They grew bored, and one by one, they disappeared. As the kitsune left, people stopped coming to the shrine. Slowly, this place became forgotten about. We became something of legends. I'm sure you've heard the stories, right? I figured as much. The town still talks about us. The only difference is that now it is done as stories to children. They don't believe in the goddess anymore. They don't believe in my kind anymore. Kitsune, they've become something of a legend. We have reputations for being yokai. Evil, dangerous, cunning, wicked, greedy, really any negative word you can think of. And sure, I can be all of those things. I think everyone can be all those things at any given point. They don't include our loyalty. How we are fiercely protective of those we care about. The legends fail to talk about our honor. If I give you my word, I'm oath-bound to keep it. All I have is my word. They leave out if you make a deal with us. We always see it through. Sure, kitsunes pull pranks from time to time. And sure, the occasional human might go missing. But it's no harm. No foul. It's all in good fun and never anyone important. I mean, think about it. Do you remember the first time you came here? I do. Just like it was yesterday. Such a focused but curious look on your adorable face. I don't remember if you were lost or just exploring the mountain. but you stumbled into the shrine, shouting, asking if anyone was in here. And I remember being afraid of the sudden loud noises, watching you from the shadows as you walked around. You kept your hands to yourself for the most part, and I didn't want to spook you since it had been so long since I had seen a human. I figured I would let you explore and then leave. I would never see you again. But it wasn't like that. You started to come back every single day, just for a little bit. You would leave offerings, probably a flower you picked outside, or I don't know, a bit of your snack from the hike. I think you were leaving the food more for the wildlife instead of for the goddess, though. I don't know. I don't remember why. I don't know why. I don't know many things. But I do know that one day, I woke up determined to say hi to you for some reason. You'd been coming to the shrine for, what, like 2 weeks at that point? You're right. It was 3 weeks. That's when I finally got the courage to greet you. I remember I attempted to clean up the shrine as well as I could, but I could only do so much. It's built into the mountain and I'm only one kitsune. I might be magic, but even I can't completely resculpt a shrine into the side of the mountain overnight. The first thing you saw when you walked into the shrine was my 9 white tails, all fluffy as I was bent over picking up some rubble or trash or whatever. The way you gasped, it was adorable. I think I ended up being scared by it in the moment though, and then I do distinctly recall falling on my face. And then you helped me up, extending one of your hands and introducing yourself. I told you my name was Hannah as you pulled me up. Then you started asking me questions about the shrine, wanting to know who it was to, who I was, how long I've been here. I couldn't even get a word in because the questions were coming out so fast. And I was ecstatic. I was so excited to share my time and company with such a loving soul. And now we're here. So, with all that being said, that basically leads me to the real reason I was looking for you. May I ask you a question? I've been waiting for the right time to say something like this. I was convinced I needed to make this perfect. You're the only person I've considered a friend in quite a while. I wasn't expecting to grow so fond of the little human who would visit my shrine a few times a week. But here we are. You've become near and dear to my heart. I care about you. Which is something I never expected. I was never known for caring about humans. I only ever cared about my goddess or others of my kind. These walls that I've been carefully crafting for years, you tore down like it was nothing. You ripped my stone walls apart like they were made of nothing but paper. I'm not sure how you were able to do that. You shouldn't have been able to do that. Kitsune are supposed to be the ones to get under your skin. Not the other way around, but here you are, doing it. You did the impossible. You've buried yourself underneath my skin, and I don't want to get rid of you. I want you to stay. I don't want you to go home tonight. I don't want to be alone another night in this decrepit shrine to some forgotten goddess. I don't want to be alone. I actually enjoy my time with you. You've made me remember how good it feels to smile and laugh, How good it feels to be seen. You see me just as I see you. And because of that, I love you. I love you, and I want you to spend the night at the shrine with me. Of course, the choice is yours. But I would very much like to see what else you're capable of breaking. If you want to see where this could lead, follow me deeper inside. If not, keep on your path. I'll take the hint. The choice is yours, sweetheart. Which way are you going?